Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross, and in today's program, we'll celebrate the 12th Sunday in Ordinary Time and a special day that comes later in the week, on June 29th, the Solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul. This feast day honors the martyrdom of the two most important disciples of Jesus Christ, Peter, foremost among the original apostles, and Paul, to whom Jesus appeared on the road to Damascus, and whom Jesus designated as the leader of his church after he had left the earth for heaven. Peter and Paul were incarcerated by the Roman Emperor Nero. The two apostles are said to have caused an underground spring to miraculously rise up from the ground so that they could baptize their guards and their fellow prisoners. They were executed in the year 64, Peter by crucifixion and Paul crucified upside down. The celebration is an ancient one, the date selected being either the anniversary of their death or the translation of their relics. As with many solemnities, two Masses are offered, a vigil Mass the evening before and the Mass of the day. We'll use items from both the vigil Mass and the Mass of the day in today's program. Perhaps you already know that in these programs we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. 5 of them are on text particular to a day of the church calendar, and 5 others, called the ordinary, whose texts are unchanging, are used at many different times of the church year, such as today's Mass by the 16th century French composer Pierre de Thorache, that's spelled T-H-E-R-A-C-H-E. His Missa, Comment peut avoir joie? How can anyone feel joy when fortune opposes him? These 10 alternate with one another throughout the Mass until the final distribution of the Eucharist at Communion. The first 5 of these are called the proper because the text of each is specific to the day it is sung. Today we'll hear 3 of these, the introit, or entrance of the celebrant, the offertory, sung while the celebrant prepares the gifts for communion, and the communion, sung while the gifts are distributed to the congregation. I found beautiful motet settings of all 3 of these. And we'll also enjoy all 5 parts of the ordinary, the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Credo, the Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei, in the form of Thorache's Mass. We'll get started with our introit, Nunc Scio Vere, from the Acts of the Apostles. Now I know that the Lord really has sent his angel. We'll hear this in a polyphonic setting by a little-known Polish composer of the early 16th century, Wacław Szamotul, that's S-Z-A-M-O-T-U-L. His motet was one of the very first musical compositions to be published abroad. The singers are the Collegium Vocale Bydgoszcz, a Polish quartet.
Thank you.
was today's introit, Nunc Scio Vere, in Václav Chamotul's motet setting. Now, before we jump into Tourache's Mass Ordinary, let's listen to the chanson on which he based his Mass, creating what is called a parody Mass, or one based on pre-existing music. The composer of this motet, which is also called Comment pour d'avoir joie, is the great composer of the Middle Renaissance, Josquin des Prez. The performers are the Alamire consort from Great Britain. We've heard the chanson Comment pour avoir joie, How Can Anyone Feel Joy When Fortune Opposes Them, by Josquin des Prez. And now it's time to jump into Pierre de Tourache's Mass Ordinary based on this tune. Today, Tourache is not the best known of Renaissance composers, mainly because his compositional output was small. But he was certainly well known during his lifetime, as he served as chapel master in several notable courts. We'll hear the Kyrie, the Lord Have Mercy, of his Mass, sung by the Capella Alamire from Cambridge, Massachusetts. We've heard the Kyrie of the Missa Comment Pour Avoir Joie by the 16th century French composer Pierre de Thorache. Directly after the Kyrie comes the Gloria, or Greater Doxology. Here again is Thorache's Mass sung by the Capella à la Mireille. That was the Gloria of our Mass Ordinary by Pierre de Thorache. Now we've arrived at the spiritual center of today's Mass Ordinary, the Credo, or Nicene Creed. Once again, it's Tourache's setting from his Missa Comum Pult Avoir Joie, sung by the Capella alla Mire.
Thank you.
You've heard the Nicene Creed, or Credo, from today's Mass Ordinary by Pierre de Terrache, his Missa Comum Pult Avoir Joie. Now we come, in the order of the Mass, to the offertory text, Mihi Autem Nimis, from Psalm 138. But in my eyes, your friends are made exceedingly honorable, O God. The composer of this motet setting is the 16th century English composer Thomas Tallis, who, because he was such a wonderful musician, was allowed to publish pieces in Latin in Henry VIII's relentlessly Protestant country. The singers, appropriately enough, are Great Britain's Tallis scholars. That was our offertory motet for today, composed nearly 500 years ago by Thomas Tallis. Now we return to our Mass Ordinary with the Sanctus and Benedictus from Monsieur Terrache's Missa Comum Pult Avoir Joie.
Oh.
You've heard the Sanctus and Benedictus of Pierre de Taraches' Comment pour avoir joie. So why not go straight on to the fifth and last part of his Mass Ordinary, the Agnus Dei, or Lamb of God? Again, it's the Capella alla Mire of Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Oh.
That was the Agnus Dei of our Mass Ordinary for today by Pierre de Jarache. And now we've arrived at the very last musical element of the Mass, the Communion proper. Today's text is 2S Petrus from the Gospel of Matthew. You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. We'll hear this in a very short but very lovely motet by the 20th century French composer Maurice Durufle. That was the communion proper for the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul. Maurice Durufle's 2S Petrus, sung by the Trinity College Choir of Cambridge, conducted by the late Richard Marlowe. And with that motet, we bring an end to today's program. I hope you've enjoyed the chant, the motets, and Tourache's Mass Ordinary for the feast of Saints Peter and Paul. And I hope you'll tune in next weekend for our show on the 13th Sunday of Ordinary Time. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Patrick Ryan for Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a wonderful summer Sunday.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit the Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.